Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is a message from Dr. Billy Brim called Signs of the Times. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 17th through the 22nd.
But it was just the other day that I was reading it, or is it Psalm 103? Psalm 104:19, right? I was reading it. And I said, hey, Psalm 104:19, he appointed the moon for moeds. That word seasons is moeds. He appointed the moon for moeds. If you happen to have gotten this from John Hagee, he would have pointed out eclipses on certain moeds on God's calendar. And we're going to look at it in a minute as signs of his coming. I'd been looking at these moons, these signs, for years, since I first read about them on J.R. Church's webpage. And a pastor in, I think, Washington or Oregon, someplace there, he got thinking, when it says, you know, the moon's going to do this and that before the great day of the Lord. The sun's going to do that, this and that before the great day of the Lord. He got thinking, wonder if it could be eclipses. And so he went online, NASA, I don't know how they do it, but they know when all the eclipses are coming. And he looked on there and found out that we're approaching something that rarely happens, when eclipses are going to fall on moeds, God's moeds, with regularity and in a row. And so we'll point those out as we go along. But let's remember this verse, which tells us the moon is made for moeds. Moeds are God's appointed times. Now, I want you to turn with me to Daniel chapter 10. You don't mind studying, do you? We had a great shouting time. This is going to be a study time. Daniel chapter 10. All the Bible is so vital to us now, and especially the prophets, to know what's happening, going on. How many of you would like to know? Yes. I remember Brother Hagin prophesying, there's going to be a spirit of seeing and knowing. Yes. We're not going to be somewhere on the bench wondering what's going on. We're going to be in the game. I know all about games. I'm a Thunder fan. Don't do that. Go KD, go KD. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Chip, my son, he's a former coach. And he has so many coaches' illustrations. And one of them is, you got the star player, the Holy Ghost, on your team, and don't have him benched. Let him get in the game. That's a great one. When you have him come out here, get him to tell you that one. I can just see it. A lot of church folk keep the Holy Ghost on the bench. Bless the Lord. You know, he's a teacher. He shows us things to come. Holy Spirit, we're counting on you for that tonight. Bless the Lord. Now, Daniel chapter 10, we're going to find this word moed. You can see how it's used. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but The time appointed was long. Here they have translated moed as the appointed time, the time appointed. The moed was long. This is the time you remember that he fasted for 3 weeks, and this is the time you remember that the angel came to him and said, I had to fight with the prince of Persia, and I had to, and the, he mentions the prince of Grecia. And, but look what he says to Daniel in verse 14. Now I am come to make you understand what shall befall your people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. The moed is going to be many days down the road. I'd like you to show PowerPoint number 10. And when you look at this, every time the King James Bible says the latter days, every single time the Hebrew says the end of days. And this is the chart of the days. The days that were given, and I'm going to read you from a Hebrew source right here, from the Talmud. The Talmud is the oral, bless the Lord, the Talmud is the oral. For instance, when Moses was taken up, the Lord told him, don't eat blood. But then he told him orally, here's how you keep from eating blood. This is how the ritual, this is how you butcher. And they have, you know, their kosher butchering so they don't eat blood. There are many, many instances of things that just came out as a one-liner, but then in the oral, which Moses taught to Joshua, and Joshua taught to the next one. Now, they did add things to the Talmud later on, but the earliest Talmudic, the sages, the ancient sages, these are the things that were told Moses. And so what was told them, and most Bible scholars agree with this, most Christian Bible scholars, that God gave to Adam a one-week work week. That God worked in 7 days. He worked 6 days and then rested the seventh. And he gave to Adam a six-day work week and then would rest the seventh. And that he had a six-day work week to see what he could do with the earth. And a day was going to be 1,000 years. We know that from Psalms, and we know that from 2 Peter. That a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. And so this here we have the days of man's existence from Adam. I personally believe that Earth is very old. I agree with science. I think it's as old as science needs it to be. And I wrote that in my True Science. Right Science. I wrote that in my book, The Blood and the Glory. So you can go there and read about it. We won't go into it tonight. But if you want to believe that it was created 6,000 years ago, that's all right with me. Bless the Lord. It won't keep you out of heaven. It won't keep me out of heaven. Bless the Lord. We're not going to argue about it. But we do know that it's approximately 6,000 years since Adam. Well, people say to me, what year is it in the Jewish calendar? What year is it? They think they know exactly how long it is from Adam. They don't know. They didn't even date their civil calendar from Adam's creation until the 12th century. They knew what it meant and what it stood for, and they kept it. But they didn't put it into a calendar until the 12th century. And they only did that because the Christians had a calendar that dated everything from Jesus. So they got a calendar that dated everything from Adam. Now already they had their year set out, their civil year set out. They knew when New Year's was, they knew the day Adam was created, but they didn't know how many years ago. And so they just kind of went backwards, you know, this man lived so and so, the Bible tells you how many years, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so they went backwards, and so the year that they say, 57, whatever it is, right now, it's not exactly accurate. And so some people think that when it hits this 6,000 year on the Jewish calendar, that's it. No, not, because they don't know exactly. But at that time, there was given. Now here is what came with this revelation. The world is to exist 6,000 years. You know, Adam was given that work week. In the first 2,000 years, there was desolation or chaos. You see the first 2,000 years. 2,000 years, the Torah flourishes. The Torah, the written law, came at Sinai. And then there was to be two. Can you imagine living before God's word was written? How terrible that would be. And so there came this great day when God sent his word and it was written. And Moses wrote it, and we have the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20. We have this day recorded for us. And then the Messiah was to come at the end of day four. And when he came, you were to enter into a period called the latter days, or the end of days. The whole 2,000 years is the end of days, but the very end we're at right now. Now, the Jews were looking for him. They knew when he was coming because this told them. Now, this is a Jewish thing I'm reading to you. I'm reading from a Talmud. Look at their note on that. He should have come at the beginning of the last 2,000 years. The delay is due to our sins. They believed that they were not worthy to receive him, but we know that he came on time. And there were some people that were looking for him. Anna. And she went and preached to those that were looking for the consolation of Israel, because they knew the word and they knew the prophecy, and she knew where to find them, and she'd go and preach to them that he's here. Joseph of Arimathea is one of the ones that's identified in that group. And another one is Simeon or Shimon at the temple. They were all in a group looking for him. And when he came, they recognized him. He came right on time. And so now we've entered into 2 years of the body of the Messiah, the body of the anointed one. The church age is now about 2,000 years old. We are looking to a seventh day. And that seventh day is called the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. There's a 7-year period that for the church will be the marriage supper of the Lamb, and for earth, it will be the final judgments and cleansing before you go on into the millennium. The future is as bright as God can make it, but there has to be some cleansing going on and some judgments, and there will be. I tell you one thing that really hurts my heart, and do you remember WWPs? One day we were instructed to pray for people that were kept like slaves by other people. You remember that? And we prayed, and it was just a few days later, those 3 girls were released.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the message, Signs of the Times, by Dr. Billy Brim. October 17th through the 22nd, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 17th through the 22nd in Branson, Missouri.